Well, a new tile backsplash can really wake up a tired kitchen. Or what about a tub surround that really just wows with every soak? Tiling projects are not that difficult, and they really can deliver instant appeal in your home.
Well, that's right. But with the variety of adhesives to choose from, it can be tough to know which works best for your particular project. Here to tell us how to choose is This Old House general contractor, Tom Silva. Welcome, Tommy. And the products that are available today are actually making this process a lot easier than it used to be, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a big difference today. They have all kinds of thinset mortar. They have mastic. They have all kinds of different things. And they have additives that go with them, too, to give them a lot more adhesive and a lot more flexibility, too.
Well, and I think there's a lot of confusion as to the type of adhesives and when to use which one where. So how do you know where to start in selecting the adhesive for your project?
Well, you got to think about what you're going to be doing. If you're going to be doing a floor, let's say you're going to be using like a exterior tile, for example.
Okay.
Then you'd want to use a thin set mortar. That there's not a lot of flexibility in it, so it doesn't move with the floor. So if you're going over a floor that has some flex in it, like a wood floor, mm-hmm. the subfloor isn't strong enough, there's deflection between it, then you probably don't want to be using a thin set mortar, because what's going to happen, the tile is going to break away from the adhesion over time.
And we get calls on that all the time where folks are complaining about a couple of loose tiles. And the problem is that, you know, even if you pop those up and fix it, it's just the beginning of what could be a long line of that happening over and over again.
Absolutely. But another mistake that people make when using a thin set mortar or almost any kind of adhesive is they put too much on. And they wait too long before they cover it. So what happens is the air dries the surface. Although it still feels soft, it's skinned over. Mm-hmm. So that adhesive that you're applying the tile to isn't going
to
hold.
It's only sticking to one side at that point.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, when it comes to thin set, you can get the dry powdered type, which is a fair amount of work to mix, or the stuff that's already pre-mixed itself. Do you have a preference on that?
Well, I mainly use the dry powder because I have the tools to mix it. Mm-hmm. I have the buckets and the quantity, so I can mix up just what I need. The pre-mixed thinset stuff, I must say, works pretty good. It works great. I mean, if you need a little bit or a lot, you can get it that way. It is a little more money than the dry powder, though. I'm basically cheap. I'm a Yankee.
Now, when it comes to mastic, that's really the best application if you're doing a wall tiling project, correct?
A wall tiling like backsplash or something like that works great, yeah. It's flexible. It goes on quick. It's easy to clean up.
When you put the tiles on, they're going to stay stuck pretty much when you use the organic mastic.
Yeah, it dries quick. So, yeah. And you can usually grout the same day, too.
Which saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
Now, what about brick mortar? That's a very, very coarse type of mortar compared to thin set. What do you use that for?
Well, the sand is thicker, or sometimes there's even like a small pebble in there.
Right.
And that's more or less for setting brick or a real thick tile, like if you're going to do a slate floor and you need really some...
Or like a Mexican tile or something
like
that.
Yeah, anything like that that needs mm-hmm. We've set tile that we needed like a 1x1. You know, most of the time you see like a 16th or a quarter by quarter. Mm-hmm. Well, we've actually had to make a trowel where we set 1x1 and we've used a real thick thin set with that.
You know, I think it's interesting. We all spend so much time picking out the appropriate tile, but we really need to make sure we pick out the appropriate mastic too.
Mastic and tool.
And I think a lot of times people just interchange the words. Mastic, you know, thin set, they sort of interchange them without realizing they're two very distinct products
exactly.
for two very different projects.
Or they call it a generic and it's really not a generic.
Right.
But they all better stick, that's for sure.
That's right.
Now, what about epoxy thin set? And I think that's sort of the last category when it comes to adhesives. Where is that best used?
In areas where you want that sucker to really hold well. Can I say sucker?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
You want that sucker to really hold well and you want it to set up quick.
Mm-hmm.
Epoxy's... do work fine, but you've got to work fast for it.
Now, work is the theme throughout this entire discussion, but there is actually a new product on the market that it comes in a matte format
mm-hmm.
that glues tiles, and we've actually used it on countertops ourselves, and it's called a Bondera tile matte set. Have you seen this stuff?
I have done, and I've used it, and you can actually use it in wet areas.
Yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But you have to tape the seams. So you put this. Basically, it's a roll. It's like two-faced.
It's like super sticky.
Yeah. Two-phase tape. You roll it out on the wall Once it's in place, you peel off the face and you put your tile right on it, and you can grout it the same day.
We were doing the backsplash and the countertop sort of face for a project with the AARP, Tom and I, and I was putting all of the Bondera on the backsplash, the counter, and the facing.
And I had to go get Leslie off the backsplash.
And I would like peel it all off, and then my belt would get stuck, and I was like stuck across the top, and I was like, all right, this is awesomely sticky, but I need to figure out a better process, because I was literally stuck in place.
All this time, I thought you were coordinated.
No, not that coordinated. But it's funny, we found out, you know, later that I was actually pregnant on that project, so no wonder why I was such a doof.
But the Bondera had nothing to do with it.
No.
It's good stuff, though. I mean, it comes in a roll. You can, with the adhesive, you can peel off both sides, stick it to the wall, and stick your tile. And again, it's a situation where you can grout same day.
Right away.
We did an axe project with it where I basically did a backsplash in a town local from here, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Roll it on the wall, stick the tile.
And it even has sort of a grid laid out on it, so it helps with cutting and laying out your tiles if you're trying to do something a little bit more detailed and make sure everything's square.
We did an axe this whole house project using that, and it was great.
So bottom line, take some time choosing that tile, but even take just as much time choosing the adhesive, whatever it might be. You want to get it right, otherwise you're going to be trying to do that job again and again and again as time goes on. Mm-hmm. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listings and some great step-by-step videos on projects that you can tackle, visit thisoldhouse.com.
And This Old House and Ask This Old House are brought to you by Home Depot. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Up next, one easy way to waste a boatload of money is to measure incorrectly when you're buying new wall-to-wall carpet. We're going to tell you a surefire way to get it right after this.
You live in a money pit.